It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Bruno with KRWG News. Congressional Democrats are demanding that the Interior Department produce an overdue report on plans to manage wild horses roaming federal lands in the West after the head of its public lands agency told reporters it will take $5 billion and 15 years to get overpopulated herds under control. William Perry Pendley, acting director of the Bureau of Land Management, said last week he's increasingly optimistic his agency will eventually be able to reduce the herd sizes through stepped-up roundups and increased use of fertility control on the range. Congressional Democrats said in a letter to Interior Secretary David Bernhard that an update the department promised by July is 3 months late, and they needed to chart the future of the horses. In more news, this year, New Mexico lawmakers made changes to the state's film subsidy to make it more attractive for film and TV companies. And recently, Doniana County approved funding to help the region's film office. Michael Hernandez reports.
A day after the news that Netflix is meeting film production benchmarks in Albuquerque, the Doniana County Board of Commissioners approved money to boost film and television efforts in Las Cruces.
Commissioner Sanchez.
Yes.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Yes.
The county approved $70,000 in economic development funding for Film Las Cruces, the region's film office and industry liaison. District 3 County Commissioner Shannon Reynolds also serves on the Film Las Cruces board.
It's an opportunity for us to work in partnership again with the city of Las Cruces in order to improve the economic development investments that we have here in the city and to attract a new industry that we haven't had here before. So as with this partnership, we expect that we're going to possibly capture a studio that actually wants to move here permanently and do film, you know, from Las Cruces as a hub. That's our goal.
Film Las Cruces president and state senator Jeff Steinborn says the money pays for the staff and resources needed to recruit productions to southern New Mexico.
We do the permitting, Film Las Cruces, for the city and the county. We also help scout locations for films that are thinking of coming here and just solve a myriad of production problems that they have while they're here. So it's necessary to have staff and resources to do that. And Las Cruces, fortunately, while we've created this, are only funded about half the level of Albuquerque and Santa Fe. So the funding from the county really helps us just have a presence and do the work that we need to do to create these jobs.
Some of that work is featured in the upcoming film Walking with Herb and 2018's The Mule.
Need help, sir?
Oh, officer, hi.
You need help?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
What do you got there?
Little pecans.
The Clint Eastwood production spent less than a week in Las Cruces, but had an economic impact of $1.3 million, according to data from the Motion Picture Association of America. For every dollar film companies spend directly on production, New Mexico refunds a quarter, and some television shows are eligible for 30 cents back. The legislature more than doubled the state's yearly film incentive cap from $50 million to $110 million. Steinborn introduced an amendment that gives an additional 5% back to companies that film outside of Albuquerque and Santa Fe. Without those incentives, Reynolds and Steinborn say companies will shoot elsewhere.
What we're doing is we're bringing film production that would not come here otherwise. Make no mistake, without New Mexico's film incentive program, we would not have a $1 billion film industry here that employs thousands of people, that helps small businesses across the gamut. And so what we're doing is helping to create a workforce that can stay here in Las Cruces rather than move on to Austin, to Albuquerque, to Santa Fe, and form a creative economy here, which is extremely desirable for Las Cruces.
Direct spending by the film and TV industries in New Mexico totaled more than $500 million in fiscal year 2019. While about two-thirds of states provide film incentives, some critics say that New Mexico's subsidy of up to $110 million a year is exorbitant compared with its low population and high poverty rate. But Reynolds says he would like to see the cap raised even higher.
So I would even see that taking it from 50 to 110, I'd like to see them take it to 200 if the demand's there to bring in that kind of revenue, additional revenue, and maybe even get more companies to actually spend full time here making movies. I think it's a great investment.
So you'd actually like to see an increase in the cap as a...
Absolutely. I think an increase in the cap is necessary if, in fact, we can get, like you said, the return on the investment. And it looks like we are, otherwise we wouldn't be hitting our $50 million cap.
Elected officials also hope the industry will help local graduates find employment. And Steinborn says building the workforce can also attract more productions to the state.
This is an industry where we have a shot at keeping some of our best and brightest, most creative here in this community through that phase of their life, planting roots here in this community, and in so doing, create a more diverse economy than just a service sector economy. So I think it's a very strategic industry. And the reality is, in today's world, communities have to invest to create jobs. And this industry is no different than that. And Las Cruces is making some of those strategic investments the county did today as well.
But other elected officials are not convinced. In an Albuquerque Journal column, Republican State Senator James White said the film industry is inefficient at creating jobs, and nearly every industry could expand if, quote, the state subsidized 25% to 30% of its operating costs. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.